Tablet 5. 3. Attachment of the leaders and people to a small portion of the earth, a special culture, group, religion, ideology, etc. Anything that separates human from human will create suffering. In truth, suffering, chaos, confusion, etc. all come from division and separation. Therefore, any one ideology, attachment to a small portion of the earth, or to promote only a special group, religion, culture, etc., are all bound to cause suffering. This can only be cured by expansion of the mind and being able to see that all little groups, cultures, races, etc. are of a whole, and each of them are necessary and planned to help in this one body. To achieve this goal, a worldwide government and a universal point of view is needed. Humans have to realize that they are so interdependent that they either should learn to share and coexist, or they will all perish. 4. Lack of a body as an overseer of the system. A body which would be out of the system but familiar with how it works is necessary. This body, which was mentioned above, is called the elder body in our system and would emerge from the system. Therefore, those who would be elders are very familiar with the system, but because they are not engaged in its activities and are only its observers, they can easily see in what direction it is headed and are able to correct it. This lack of such a body in the present systems is another reason for their failure. In the present systems, there is no knowledgeable person whose whole concern would be to observe and direct the system by his suggestions. While these suggestions are accepted because those in the system respect the opinion of these elders. This gain of respect is the greatest task for each elder in the observing body, elders, because they can only give suggestions that may be accepted because of this respect. 5. Lack of the presence of spiritual considerations, putting God out of the system. As it has been suggested throughout our teachings, one of the reasons for human failure to bring peace, tranquility, equity, justice, etc. on earth is because we have put God out of our lives and government. The phrase separation of church and state actually should have read separation of dogma and state. Those who brought this great realization as a part of the constitutions of some nations did not intend to imply separation of God and state, or a state without God. Any ideal that separates human from human based on a set of beliefs inspired under the name of religion or any other name is considered dogma. No such forces should become the dominating class in government or be supported by it, government. Also, as it is explained all through our teachings, the intellectual spiritualists who bring these ideas in order to exploit the masses also should not be allowed to dominate the government. States which are run by the clergy or priest class for the reason above will eventually become dictatorships, and the masses will be exploited in the name of religion. That is why in our system, although the spiritual values are considered, the priest class is not a dominating force. Also, the Brahmin class, it is hoped, will not become dogmatic. It will bring God into the government, but will not use religion as a tool to exploit the masses. True spiritual experience and/or realization is an individual relationship with God. It can never be politicized. These described shortcomings of the present systems combined with individual shortcomings are the cause for the present state of the earth. That is why not only is a reform of the existing social orders necessary, but individuals also have to be prepared and progress. These two interdependent ingredients of social makeup, individuality and collectivity, will be modified simultaneously as more individuals become aware of the necessity for reform. The new setups will form, and as these setups evolve, more individuals become aware, progress, and become involved in creating the reformed order. This process will continue until the desired environment is created. The system, which is presented on the following pages, plus the rest of our teachings, is aimed to eliminate the problems above and also to bring that unity which will help humanity out of this great suffering based upon division. In the suggested system, a process has been designed in which each leader would emerge from the very bottom of society. In this process, their true intentions and abilities would be known. Therefore, only those who are truly equipped with all the abilities to lead others toward harmony, equity, justice, and well-being will emerge. In this system also, another group of leaders would be elected by mass vote. This would be done to bring a balance into the system. By these elected persons from outside of the system, fresh and new ideas can be brought to the top of the leadership. This will prevent the system from becoming rigid and bureaucratic. Therefore, it will not become a field of domination of few having all the powers, or a system that requires some rigid rituals or special manners to reach the top. This will leave room for unorthodox leaders to be able also to influence the direction of the leadership by their progressive ideas. One more important point can be made. This system is for humanity and the new order of the ages to come. However, there will be those who will help to bring this system to the earth, establish it, and help its continuation. They are those who are honored, but not of it.